might help them sully the investigation.
Schumer expected to attend the second bipartisan meeting. Dave.
Rachel, a huge explosion in the mountains of North Korea, purported to be the demolition of its nuclear test site. Sky News' Tom Cheshire was among the journalists invited to watch.
I tried to ask the a colonel in the North Korean military how would we be able to verify whether these tunnels had actually collapsed. And he said you should have been able to see for yourself.
President Trump also told Fox and Friends he is still planning to meet with Kim Jong-un June 12th with the goal to get him to give up nuclear weapons.
They're talking to us. We have certain conditions. We'll see what happens. But there's a good chance, and it would be a great thing for North Korea. If that happens, it'll be a great thing for North Korea.
But an official from that country has again called the meeting into doubt, attacking Vice President Pence as a political dummy, calling him ignorant for comments suggesting North Korea may end up like Libya if it doesn't make a deal. The president's also already slapped tariffs on some imported aluminum and steel. Now he's considering one on auto imports, which make up nearly half of all car and truck sales in the U.S. He's ordered the Commerce Secretary to investigate if those imports threaten national security. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
WSOY News Time, 7:03. Kroger, looking to take a bigger bite of the online grocery market, is buying meal kit seller Home Chef. Home Chef, like other meal kit companies, sends a box of ingredients and recipes to its subscribers' doorsteps. Kroger will pay $200 million for Chicago-based Home Chef and may pay an additional $500 million over 5 years if sales reach certain milestones. Kroger plans to put Home Chef kits in its supermarkets. Competition among meal kit companies is fierce. Albertsons brought plated last year. Walmart is expanding its easy-to-make dinners. And meal kit company Blue Apron started selling some of its kits in Costco stores. Amazon, which bought Whole Foods last year, also sells its own meal kits. Kroger Company, which has 2,800 stores, says it expects the deal to close in the second quarter. In sports, it was the Cleveland Indians over the Cubs yesterday, 1-0. It was the White Sox over the Orioles, 11-1. Cardinals fell to the Kansas City Royals, 5-2. We have Cardinal baseball for you tomorrow night as the Cardinals are idle. They'll be in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. We'll have that pregame for you Friday, starting at 5:10. Meanwhile, we have Sport Talk tonight with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine. Your next news comes your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made local.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose, supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs around 87 degrees. Tonight we'll have some clear skies, lows around 64 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny skies, highs around 88. Then Saturday, getting even warmer, mostly sunny skies, and highs near 90 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 65 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Buyers and Company. We're giving away Cardinals tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance Bonds. We're going to preview tonight's big party for Debbie Bogle and visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. The company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. I cannot tell you how happy I am when we start the show in the 6 o'clock hour and there's sunshine outside. This window is a very small window, by the way, the time of year where we get to come in and start the show in light.
I was thinking about that Tuesday when we were at 8 a.m. driving out that way, because it got me to thinking about Farm Progress show last year. And driving out there to Farm Progress at 5:30 in the afternoon at the end of August, it's dark, or 5:30 in the morning, it's dark.
Yeah.
Driving to 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning, it was light.
Yeah.
The sun was out.
Is like May, June. I mean, this is not a very long window where we have this. And it does change your day. And then we go right back to the world of going to work when it's dark, going home when it's dark.
I don't want to think about that yet.
I don't either, but as you mentioned,
right,
Farm Progress at the end of summer, which we are not hosting this year. Yep. It's in Iowa. Mm-hmm. Is it Ames, Iowa? Boone? It's not actually in Boone. I mean, I think it is in Boone, but they have the concert at the at Iowa University, which is in Ames. You know, it's kind of spread out a little bit.
Right.
I've been there.
Yeah, I know.
It's not as nice as ours.
I've heard that. That conversation with Jackie over the on Tuesday.
Getting in and out, parking. It's just we have more amenities than they do. The streets, the drainage, for rain, all of that. We have a nicer setup here. No slight to our friends, if we have any, in Ames or Boone, Iowa. It's we have a nicer setup here.
Massive. I mean, last year was the first time I really spent a lot of time at Farm Progress. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
What have you been waiting for?
Massive. I have no idea, but it was massive.
How did you like work in the newsroom and not spend any time at the farm?
I had gone out and I'd do stories, but I didn't spend like all the time there. I mean, we were camped there, basically.
Yes, it is a quite the feat every other year here in Decatur. And we have built into, by the way, the gift from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation for the Duane Andreas Ag Academy to keep doing that with the sixth graders, sparking that interest. Year after year with the Farm Progress Show when it is here in Decatur. So that's pretty cool. Pretty doggone cool. All right. Can we go over a list of the things that we're giving away tonight?
Yes.
When I say giving away, you have to do some purchasing. So it's not a giveaway, but we're selling. We have a raffle drawing. We have a 50-50 drawing, and we have an auction.
Yes.
Now, we've added an auction item.
We did add an auction item yesterday.
Because Kyle May was feeling the spirit.
He felt the spirit. Something. Let's go big for Bogle.
Let's go
really excited.
Big for Bogle.
Yes. And can you describe that then, please?
Okay. So what it is a Giant brand bike.
Giant is the brand.
Is the brand, yes. Which is a very good brand.
I had a Giant bike. Yes.
This is a Talon 3 mountain bike.
Okay, so I had a road bike, and what I'm really looking at now is a mountain bike. They have like thicker tires, and they're meant for like sort of off road.
It has the lightweight.
But you could ride it. I mean, you can ride it anywhere.
Yeah, the lightweight Alex aluminum. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Aluminum frame set.
Where do you have? Is that in the descriptions that you sent out? Okay, let me pull
off-road
that up.
Off road design.
Here. Yeah.
27.5. I'm assuming inch wheels. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
Let's see, it's hardtail frame. It's like all these descriptions.
It's
I didn't
clear
know
that
what...
you spent a lot of time with bikes, right?
Me?
No, I was kidding.
Yeah.
So this is like optimized with a suspension fork. It helps soak up sort of the obstacles and the hills and the moguls, as you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it improves control.
Or you can just tool around town.
Absolutely.
But with that, he's also donating. Pair of shoes, custom fitting, socks, and the Superfeet insoles. So whatever that comes to, you go in, you get fitted, find the right shoes.
You
for
find
you.
The shoe you want.
Yeah.
He's not putting a price limit on it. You want Hokas, you want whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're getting the mountain bike. Let's just say Hokas, like $159, $160, and then the socks and the inserts, another $60-$70.
Yep.
So this package is then now worth over, close to $800.
Yeah.
Giant Talon 3 mountain bike. This is beautiful. I mean, beautiful. I may be bidding. Okay. So That, along with all of the great Cardinals tickets that we have, and I was looking at where they, like, the St. Louis Cardinals versus the Atlanta Braves, plus a Schaafly Brewery VIP tour the next day. This is an $800 package. Four premium home field box tickets to Busch Stadium to see the Cardinals take on the Braves. Now, you can look this up on your, if you want to go to the Cardinals website, you can look up the Busch Stadium seating chart. These are section 151, row 13. They're literally right behind home plate. And I know that because I have been in these seats several times in my life. They are fantastic seats. And those are four tickets. Value of this is $800. We've got Cubs versus Diamondbacks at Wrigley Field, courtesy of ADM. And these are literally gate marquee, aisle 14, row 3. So they are between home plate and third base, three rows from the field. Jeff, that's a great vantage point from a baseball game.
That is a great
either side up the baseline. I mean, because it's foul ball territory. It's souvenir territory. You got players coming back and forth, get there early. Someone might throw you a ball. Terry Kennedy gave me a ball when I was a kid.
Really?
Remember Terry Kennedy?
Yeah. That's cool.
I went down there, you know, like we didn't have seats down there. I just went down there before the game.
I'm Brian Byers. Give me a ball.
I was a kid.
I know.
And he just walked by and threw me a baseball.
That's cool. I took the boys down. We were standing down watching BP at Busch one time.
Uh-huh.
And the Cardinals were done, but it was the Pirates going through batting practice.
Yeah.
And that was that's when Freeze made his return to Busch Stadium.
Yeah,
that was a good time. So, BP's fun. You get there early enough.
Well, but you don't need to get there early enough. You got these seats because you're there for the whole game.
Right.
Now, we also have, courtesy of ADM, St. Louis Cardinals versus San Diego Padres. Do we have the dates on these?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, June 12th. Okay, good. That's coming up right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And same section as Tate and Lyles, although these are row, I believe,
seven? Yes. They're row seven.
Nice.
Doesn't say that on the thing.
Yeah,
that's okay. Row seven. So you're literally right behind home plate. Right over there with the players' wives and girlfriends, and pretty cool. Now, this country shrimp boil at the beach house, this one is a big one, along with the Allerton Park experience, because if you have clients or family or friends and you want to split, sometimes an auction thing is a good thing to split, because this is for 10 to 12 people. So technically, you could split this six ways.
Yeah.
Six different couples.
Yes.
And they're going to do the shrimp boil, all the fixings, and drinks at the beach house.
Mm-hmm. Private deck dining.
Yes. We've got the yacht afternoon on Lake Shelbyville. We've got the signed photograph, or one signed photograph from Howard G. Buffett. The other, that's the bald eagles, and the other one's the zebra.
Uh-huh.
And then this Allerton Park thing, which is fascinating to me. This is another thing I think I should talk to some people about bidding on tonight, right?
It's really a cool thing.
How many people?
It's, it'd be eight couples. Four couples.
Eight people. So, once again, you could split this up with four people. Because this is, I don't know anyone's ever done this. I've never done this.
I didn't know. Didn't even realize this was a thing.
Everyone knows what Allerton Park is,
yes,
right? It's over in Monticello. And Robert Allerton built this place. And there's trails and sculptures and gardens. And there's a beautiful Robert Allerton mansion with a glorious pond. I mean, it is just spectacular. Mm-hmm. And your evening will include overnight rooms for four couples with a personal tour of the mansion by David Fischel, a five-course dinner with wine pairings for each course, and that's going to be prepared and served by David and Marlene Fischel and then hosted by Debbie herself. And so the value of this is $1,890. The rooms are $584. The dinner with wine is $806. The dining room rental is $500. I mean, this is what it would cost you to go over and buy this experience. That sounds fascinating to me. I mean, how often do you get an opportunity to stay in a mansion?
And this is not something I've ever seen anywhere.
Offered up.
I've never heard of this before. That's spectacular.
There were
some favors called in, I think.
Yeah, Dine Decatur package with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It looks like 10 gift tickets to local restaurants valued at over $580. Got the Rock Dolls by Shaney Goss. I'm ticked. You tell Shaney.
Now you can tell Shaney. She'll be there.
Okay. She has a Tom Petty Rock Doll that I didn't know about.
Yes. So we have three of the Rock Dolls, and that's a Bowie.
Prince and Tom Petty.
And Tom Petty.
I have the David Bowie. at home. Have you seen her rock dolls?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you know she had a Tom Petty rock doll?
No, I didn't.
I've been keeping this one a secret. Thanks, Shaney.
Maybe this is her own personal one. She's
also included in the package is a first signed REM print, which she has done. So if you ever look at that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction thing, this is perfect. Because Tom Petty, Prince, and David Bowie are all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Is REM? I bet they are.
Yeah. I believe they are, yes.
Oh, well, see, that's our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction package.
There you go.
Nice.
And then here's an interesting one. Megan Harden does these custom pet portraits, but they're not photographs. What they do, it's an 8x10 pet portrait that she sketches and then burns into wood and then paints it.
They're really cool.
I mean, that's they're very unique, one-of-a-kind things.
I mean, she does hand sketch it and then does this, and because I was watching a video of her doing it. She does this, like, hand burning of the image and then paint it, and they're adorable.
Yeah. Southside Country Club Golf Package, $800 value, brand new 2018 Ping G400 driver, 36 Titleist golf balls, and a round of golf for three players. And your fourth player is going to be the club pro Nick Tauti. So that's like getting like a four and a half hour golf lesson while you play. Ballard Cook Photography Family Portrait Session, $300. And here's the great thing, what she does. She does a 1 hour session at a location of your choice, and then edits all of the images and gives them to you with a flash drive and a print release. So you do whatever you want with it.
You go just...
So, I mean, this isn't like one of those, well, I got to go spend $1,000 to get... I mean, you get the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's really nice. 20-minute shooting 20 images from Rachel Holden Photography. We've got a lot of that great stuff. doTERRA gift basket. VIP experience at the 2018 Decatur Celebration right around the corner. A pair of VI passes for the whole weekend. You get tent access, stage access, the VIP stage section right up next to the stage, general admission to the festival. You get VIP parking, tram transportation into the celebration every day. The coffee experience at my favorite place on earth, Marquee Beverage. Now, I have done this. This is cool.
And this isn't something they offer up.
No, you can't buy this.
Yeah, you can't buy this.
10 people. So you got to take, you know, you and your loved one and 8 guests. You get a tour, a tasting, a chance to watch coffee being roasted, and then even get to, like, take some home of the actual roasting that you participate in, bring home the coffee. It is fascinating to watch that. Door 4 Brewery private experience. They're going to give you a behind-the-scenes look at the process of making craft beer. They're also going to include tastings of a variety of made in-house beers and a flight, as well as answer questions. You get to, like, I mean, these behind-the-scenes things are very unique. Dale Southlake Pharmacy, gift pack, Summer of Golf, Decatur Park District, Family Treat, Decatur Park District, Overlook Adventure Passes, got a ladies treat yourself thing, $200 gift cards to Floor Gyms, $50 gift card to Penelope Boutique, and I believe it's a $70 Brass Horn 2 gift basket of assorted treats. Man, this just goes on and on and on and on. So you can snag some really cool stuff tonight.
Just not my grill, unless you're going to pay some big money. I really want that grill.
Lindsay wants the grill. That's courtesy of Kenny's Ace Hardware, by the way. Weber Spirit 2 E210 grill valued at $400. There's not a bad thing out.
No,
I mean, we've
not.
Got a ton of great stuff. Come on out tonight. $10 ticket at the door if you want to buy them at the door. That covers your food. We got heavy hors d'oeuvres. We got a taco bar. It's a cash bar for the drinks. 50-50. Somebody's going to win some cash. And then the raffle items, you buy a ticket for $1, right?
Yep.
You buy as many of those as you want. And each ticket's good for an entry in any of those baskets that you want. And you want to put $100 worth of tickets into one, get 100 chances to win that particular one you're after, do however you like. Split it up however. And then we have about 8 auction items at 6:30. Doors open at 5. At 6:30 will be the live auction.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you, this is going to raise a lot of money for a great cause and a great person, part of our family. Debbie Vogel, and at the same time, you're going to leave with some really incredible stuff. And even if you don't, $10 is cheap for a taco bar and some DJ
and a great time.
A great time, exactly. It's going to be a blast. Encourage everyone to come out and join us tonight at 5:00.
It's a party.
It is a party.
We're celebrating.
We're going to take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Sunny skies and highs near 87 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear. Lows around 64. For your Friday, mostly sunny highs near 88. And Saturday, mostly sunny highs near 90 degrees. It is 65 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018. 226.
One person can make a difference. And difference creates change. And change can lead to something better. Some place better, where our young people thrive, our businesses prosper, our schools and parks flourish, where art inspires us, where our streets are safe and our future is bright. It is with your generosity that our community is made stronger. It is with your generosity that lives can change. At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we connect the philanthropic goals of donors like you with the needs of our community. The Community Foundation of Macon County, because it starts with you. Find out how to give at endowdecatur.org or make an appointment by calling 429-3000. Be that one person who makes a difference.
If you dream about owning a garden, a grill, or a garage, you're ready to own a home. Busey promises to provide the answers and support you need to find the best financing package for you. With free pre-qualifications, you can shop for your home knowing all of your options. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What's all these crazy questions you're asking me? This is a craziest party that could ever be. Well, I'm just a crazy party. Don't turn on the lights.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. Big action-packed party tonight at 5 o'clock. Mark Tupper coming up in just a few minutes after the bottom of the hour news. And we do have some Cardinals tickets we're giving away, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds.
Sorry, you're looking for my list. You cut me mid-coffee.
That happens.
June 1st is what I've got.
Did we give away the Royals? I hope so. That was yesterday.
Yes.
We had the Pirates coming to town June 1st. And so maybe we'll wait till tomorrow to give those away.
Okay.
You want to get Cardinals tickets? Come out tonight.
Yeah, you come tonight.
We got the best there.
Exactly.
Got a great, great selection of tickets, both Cubs and Cardinals tonight for the Woohoo Bogles Live event at the Beach House. I wanted to thank a couple of people, if you don't mind. The Beach House. Let's just start with Todd Mason.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy is just one of the greatest guys in the community. And don't you think they just, I mean, I would say this anyway, but I absolutely believe it. It's just, I love their food. I love the place. I love their catering. I love their staff. I love everything about the Beach
and
House.
Then the generosity.
Yes,
on top of that.
And let me tell you something. Being a small business owner is a hard thing. It really is. You were mentioning Kyle May earlier. How many of these folks, you know, when their profit margins are thin and they're competing with, you know, Amazon and everything else, you know, the way they give back. I mean, when was the last time Amazon gave back something to the community?
Exactly.
So I would highly encourage you when you think about it. And I know everybody's going to shop online. I get that. I'm not trying to, like, say not to. But, man, when you can buy something locally, buy it locally. Because these are the people who give back and give back and give back time and time again. And I mean, you think, like, we're the first person this week to ask them for something? Or the last? No. A lot of it goes unsung and, you know, not mentioned. And so that's not why they do it. I like to give my time to make sure publicly people know to give them a pat on the back and frequent their business because they truly are great people with a great product that give back to our community time and time again. Dan Nelson, down at Decatur Blue. just over and over and over. I mean, you just pick a list of names of people who constantly give back. And if that's not worth your consideration when you're factoring in purchasing something, it ought to be. Whether it's a mountain bike.
There's no hesitation with these people.
Or it's catering gig or just where you want to go eat for dinner. Or, you know, where do I get my printing done or my trade, you know, show booth display put together? Support the folks who support us, meaning the community. And they do it over and over and over again, as does that whole list. The John Skeffingtons, the ADMs, the Tate and Lyles, on and on and on and on. Pretty amazing. Come on out tonight, 5 o'clock. All that's going to come together. DJ Mondo is going to be there, the hottest DJ on the streets. I know that because it's subliminal in his delivery.
So subliminal.
Well, as hip-hop goes.
He's subtle about it.
There's nothing subtle or subliminal about hip-hop at all.
No.
But he does, I mean, he does a great job. I mean, what's amazing to me is his talent and ability to be able to play to the audience he's in front
mm-hmm.
of.
Mm-hmm.
He will adapt and change, and it may be a chamber business expo preview party, or it might be a club in Champaign, or it might be this event tonight, and the set list sort of changes depending on the demographics in the crowd.
Saw him Sunday at the Girls World Expo.
Was he out there?
Yeah, he was DJing out there.
Yeah, well, it's because he's the hottest DJ in the streets.
I know.
I don't know where I picked that up.
It just popped into your head.
Yeah, it does. Maybe it's the fact that it's repeated 8,000 times in 2 hours. No, that's a good brand. It's branding himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So he'll be there, and we're going to have lots of great food and drinks and fun and come out and celebrate with Bogle. We got some fun stuff we're going to do for social media where you're going to be able to beat Bogle.
Yes.
With the purple thing. This is a funny
story.
The
hair in general, but.
This is a true story. We were sitting at the beach house on Tuesday, I believe. We got together to sort of have a recap of, you know, the thing. And, uh-huh. and I had told her in some of my phone calls I was calling and getting sponsorships for the party.
Yeah.
And I talked to a couple people that had no idea that she'd even had an aneurysm.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
Look, life is busy.
Yeah,
not everybody is on the same plane of everything. And you know, I mean, literally that in January, she almost died.
Right.
And she said she meets people, I mean, that she runs into that all the time. And wow. It was funny because she was telling us, she goes, it's so strange because do you think I would just color my hair purple? Like, I mean, or that I would have this for like no reason? And then we all looked at her at the same time, kind of collectively, and went,
silence.
Yeah, I believe that completely.
I'd believe that as well.
Yeah.
We love her, but yeah, we absolutely believe that.
It wouldn't surprise. I mean, I would never go, oh, your hair's got a purple streak in it. Did you have an aneurysm? It would just be Bogle on a Wednesday. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
And she was like, just like, what are you talking about?
That's funny.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have looked at her, too. Like,
so can we have those little purple? Are we going to have those little purple things?
There are going to be some purple extensions for sale.
See, I can't do that.
I can't do that
either. I know. You can, like, wrap it around your ear or something.
Yeah, that would look good.
Put a little purple in the goatee.
Do you have any Velcro or anything?
I'm sure we can find some tape or something.
Okay.
David, you're it.
Anyway, we're going to have some cutouts at the Decatur
Media
Day that are going to be a lot of fun. And I mean, the stuff we have, the whole list is at nowdecatur.com. Just go to the Woohoo Bogles Live link, and you can find the whole list of the raffle items, the auction items, 50-50, all the stuff that's out there. And when we get back on the other side of the news, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, we're counting down the days, right?
Yeah.
Do we know what's happening beyond next Thursday?
Not really.
Tick.
Tock.
Tick.
Tick. Tock.
All right. Well, we're going to join while we have.
Yeah.
He'll have the latest. And then we got a very special guest for you coming up a little bit later in the show. We're going to talk to Donald Davidson about the Indianapolis 500. Here's Jeff Daly. Stay tuned.
WSOY News Time, 729. Memorial Day weekend is one of the busiest periods for travelers, and millions of motorists are expected to hit the roadways and interstates across the country. Illinois State Police District 10 Commander Captain Lewis King is reminding motorists to take the necessary safety precautions to prevent senseless tragedies during the upcoming Memorial Holiday weekend. On Friday, the Illinois State Police will kick off the holiday weekend with a line-to-line patrol that aims to have a trooper every 25 miles on I-55 through Mississippi, Louisiana, and Missouri. The Illinois State Police are taking this one step further by having a trooper every 20 miles, and that includes I-57 and I-80 as well. Friday also kicks off a nationwide four-day combined accident reduction effort. Operation CARE aims to reduce the number of crashes by strict traffic enforcement to obtain voluntary compliance in the area of alcohol and drug-related offenses, maximum speed limit laws, and occupant restraint laws. More news after Fox, 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Top members of Congress from both parties get classified briefings today about reports of an FBI informant speaking to members of the Trump campaign in 2016.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans hope the documents discredit the Russia probe.
Would provide them a sneak peek at any evidence the FBI may have against the Trump campaign.
House Oversight Republican Chair Trey Gowdy is concerned about leaks.
Show up with an open mind and close the lips.
The twin meetings were planned after Democrats said they were being shut out.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The new NFL policy is to stand or stay off the field during the national anthem. President Trump tells Fox,
I don't think people should be staying in locker rooms, but still, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
A New York Jets co-owner says he'll pay the fine for any player choosing to kneel. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time, 7:31. Governor Bruce Rauner is not demanding reinstatement of the death penalty in exchange for Democratic-favored gun restrictions in an all-or-nothing package, an aide said after testimony before a House committee yesterday. David Risley, the Republicans' Director of Criminal Justice and Public Safety Policy, said each of the other provisions Rauner added in an amendatory veto last week, including a 72-hour gun delivery waiting period, a bump stock ban, and a court procedure for taking guns from dangerous people, would have the governor's support. Each one has been drafted as a standalone bill, Risley told the Associated Press after the House Judiciary Criminal Committee took testimony on Rauner's veto. Each component of his own amendatory veto he would sign if it reaches his desk. Rauner spokeswoman Rachel Bold issued a statement later Wednesday saying the governor is asking lawmakers to consider his proposal in its entirety to combat gun violence seen in school shootings this year and the fatal shooting of Chicago Police Commander Paul Bauer. In sports, it was the Indians over the Cubs 1-0. White Sox all over the Orioles 11-1. Cardinals losing to the Royals yesterday afternoon in St. Louis. Cardinals idle tonight. They're back in action tomorrow night as they are in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. Pregame coming your way Friday evening at 5:10. Meanwhile, tonight on WSOY, it is Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine. More news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made local.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Hi, this is Chris Riley with your Park District Minute. With me is Danita Roseman. The pool is opening despite the cold temperatures.
Yes, we are hoping we'll have warmer weather for opening day, which is going to be Saturday, May 26th this year.
And is it similar hours as last year and family passes and all that?
Yes, so all of our hours are the same. So we'll have open swim, family swim, toddler time, lap swim. And then we also are bringing back the stand-up paddleboard yoga, which was a big hit last year. We do that 3 times a week. It's on Tuesday and Thursday mornings and Wednesday evenings. So it's a really great workout.
Okay, and then swim lessons will begin in June, is that right?
Yes, so swim lesson registration is open. Those will begin the first week of June. So if you're not registered already, make sure to get registered because some spots do fill up very quickly.
Now, what's the price for a family coming in?
So a family pass is $175. That's for a family of five. For the month of April, the pass is $10 off at $165. And that pass is paid off in just 7 visits.
All right. Hey, to learn more about this and other park district activities, visit Decatur-Parks.org. And remember, it starts in parks.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 87 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 64. Or your Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 88. And Saturday, sunshine, highs near 90. It is 67 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Tougher on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Mark is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. All right, what is the latest on this latest NFL anthem policy?
Well, I know you've talked about it. I think the NFL anthem issue, if that's what we're calling it, is complicated and open to individual interpretation. And here's my interpretation. On the one hand, you have the players who have mostly been raised in and lived in a world where they are encouraged to express themselves and speak their minds. And many of them have been schooled in an environment where things like patriotism, as most of us know it, are not encouraged. And in fact, just the opposite. They've done away with the Pledge of Allegiance. They no longer play the national anthem in the schools. They encourage alternate expressions in the schools, and they celebrate generally liberal points of view, but never or rarely would endorse a conservative position or a conservative office holder. And on the other hand, you have the owners who live in a very different world that would be inclined to embrace more conservative positions and have even found a way to turn patriotism into a little bit of a profit machine. And then you have the fans, a mixed bag of ideologies. I think what a great number of fans would say is that they don't want to be put in a position where they have to respond to a player taking a knee during the anthem or a player sitting or a player raising his fist. I think there's a large number of fans who would say, we pay a ton of money to support your product, and during the 3 hours we're doing that, what we want is football, and spare us the rest. And, you know, protest in this country is okay, but mostly if it's from one side. And I think people recognize that, and I don't think they like it, and I don't think they want to pay to experience it. So a lot of fans will support the stay-in-the-locker-room position the NFL took yesterday, but the players will not. And so this fall we will see players willing to risk fines or suspensions or whatever to force the league's hand on this issue. And I think you will see fans boo right back, and maybe advertisers too, who are saying, you guys make your statements on your own time. I just want football. And I know the reaction is from a lot of people is, well, that's not practical. That's not the world we live in. But when I read the NFL's position yesterday, to me, the NFL was saying, well, guess what? This is our world. And players who are going to make millions of dollars living in it are just going to have to decide if that's good enough for them or not. And we'll see when we get to the fall how entrenched the NFL is in this position. Not 100% of the owners are behind this. At least one owner I know has already said he'll pay fines for their players. But I just think when it gets down to it, people don't want this as part of their 3 hours that they're paying for or investing in.
Yeah, and can we get rid of the controversy over the word owner? I mean, what am I supposed to call a guy who owns the team?
Yeah, I know.
I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, because there was a point made about that yesterday, which I don't understand at all. All right, the NBA playoffs and a preview of tonight's Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Don't go
MLS.
Back here with Mark Tupper. All right, the NBA playoffs.
Well, I pointed out the other day that while these matchups in the NBA Conference Finals appear to be really good, and they are, the games so far had not been. They had been lopsided and missing the drama that we expect to see at this stage. But that changed when the Houston Rockets held off Golden State in a really tight game Tuesday night. And that series is now tied 2 games apiece with Game 5 tonight at 8 in Houston. And then last night in the East Finals, the relentless Boston Celtics beat Cleveland in a game that wasn't super close, but to me was super interesting, because when you watch LeBron James of the Cavaliers, you cannot help but realize how exhausting it is to be LeBron. It's like every trip down the floor, if Cleveland needs a basket or a defensive stop or a rebound, everyone on that team sort of looks to him and go, okay, do it. And often he delivers. But too infrequently, teammates just reliably don't step up to give him a break. LeBron looked tired last night. I thought there was definitely fatigue. And who could blame him? I mean, it's just – it's unrealistic to ask him to do what he's being asked to do. Boston now leads the East Finals 3-2. Game six is Friday night in Cleveland. If LeBron can deliver one of his typical 44-point, 14-rebound performances, and he very well may, there will be a Game 7 Sunday back in Boston. But right now, barring something superhuman, Boston just looks like they will end up being the more rested, more balanced team against a Cleveland team that relies just so much, ridiculously so, on LeBron. Sport Talk tonight from 5 to 7 with Tim Kaine. Joey Wagner from the Herald News is going to be on with us at 6 to talk about this unbelievable spring for local athletes. We've had some tremendous accomplishments, some that I think are kind of historic in their nature. We'll talk about that tonight.
All right. Look forward to it tonight at 5 o'clock. That would be Tim Kaine, Mark Tupper, and guest coming up on Sport Talk. All right, time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. By the way, there's a Marquee Tour in our raffle items tonight at the Woohoo Bogles Live event. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Join the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, Hickory Point Bank, and Newhoff Media as we remember and honor those who have served our country on Wednesday, May 30th in downtown Decatur. A memorial flag garden featuring over 3,500 American flags will be created in preparation for Operation Cookie Share on May 31st, benefiting our military troops and local first responders. Head to downtown Decatur at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, May 30th for the installation of the memorial flag garden with the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, Hickory Point Bank, and Newhoff Media.
No one will fully understand how the journey after the loss of a loved one will take place until it has already begun. At Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care, we provide the opportunity to discuss the many funeral options available ahead of time. Simple or elaborate, pre-planning these family decisions are made with a calm and clear mind and set purpose. Contact Tanzius Logan by phone at 233-1080 or on the web at leavememoriesnotdebt.com.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-450-1381, 800-450-1381.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, I'd like to register a complaint with Mr. Zuckerberg. Can we get him on the horn?
No.
We can't?
No, we can't.
Yeah, Congress had a tough time even getting him. This time hop on this day, whatever the hell they're calling
yes.
It's causing great consternation in my life.
Yes.
We are not giving away a trip to Cancun.
No.
We gave away a trip to Cancun.
What, 4 years ago? 3 years ago? I don't even remember.
2016.
All right. A couple of years ago. And I don't know. There's on this day, there's time hop. There's these different things that where it basically goes, hey, here's where what you were doing 2 years ago.
Right.
And we don't have any control over it. It's not us. It's Facebook that does it. And then every once in a while, they will put a post up going, hey, look what you did 3 years ago. And then people start sharing it and commenting. No one looks at the date.
Nope.
Doesn't it show that it's a time hopper on this day in the post?
Apparently it doesn't. I thought us, I don't know, because the time hop, it does have a frame around it saying time hop.
But there's this one, now there's something fairly new with Facebook called On This Day.
Yes, because I had one this morning, and it said today is little man's last day of kindergarten. Where did the time go?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you actually, if you want to share that, actually have to physically share it yourself?
You do, but...
But it's showing up on our page, which is then showing up in people's feed, and then they're not paying attention to the date, and they're just sharing it. Including, by the way, I can't wait to see her, Gretchen Murphy. Clearly, still a little drained from pushing those sandbags yesterday.
Yes. Well, it was her birthday celebration.
She told me she was seeing stars during the...
Lovely.
That is tough.
The WSOY MCA workout yesterday.
Yeah, sandbags suck.
New video up, and somehow or another, Britain's Got Talent has tagged us as having...
I saw that as well.
What?
Yes.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yes. Britain's Got Talent is a TV show.
I'm very familiar with it.
Well, it's not called Britain's Gotten Talent.
No, I'm familiar with the show. I told you
earlier today that we got tagged in our video that we were using material that was someone else's. I don't know. It's the scene where Matt has the camera on himself on the bag.
Give credit that they may own. Huh.
Yeah, I have no idea. I tell you increasingly day by day, as they try to perfect Facebook, all they're doing is just turning me off. I mean, everything they seem to do lately backfires, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Quit tinkering with the damn thing. Amazon Photos does this, too. Hey, would you like to see your photos that you had from 5 years ago today? No.
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 And if I do, they're right there. I can go get them. It's not like I need you to remind me. So they've posted this Cancun thing. We are not giving away a trip to Cancun. We did give away a trip to Cancun. But there's another one here at 7:06.
Yeah, I know.
It was from May. And here's the crazy thing. So it must have been on this day because yesterday was May 23rd. And the post was from May 23rd, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
But yet this morning it's still bouncing around and people are sharing it to enter. And I know how this happens, but you do also have to look at the date, right?
Right.
It's the second thing you see. There's my name, picture, and then the date. Before you even read the post and what the post is about, it's right there at the top.
Yeah.
Now, am I the only one that looks at that?
Must be
because Jeff was sending us these texts yesterday. How is this happening?
I just sent one.
No, you did. You sent two.
No, I did not.
You sent... Okay, who sent the second one?
Matt.
Okay.
Because I know how much you hate group text.
Oh, but did it stop you from sending me one?
I was about to say, you could have left him out of it. It wouldn't matter.
I'm okay. The only one that had the answer. You guys are all scratching your head going, how's this happening? I'm like, okay, this is how it's happening. It's showing up in people's news feeds. Jeff's so Amish with all this stuff. He's like, how in the world does this happen?
Yes.
It's time hop and this new Facebook function that's called On This Day. And so that's why your post pops up about little man graduating from kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah.
When this week he's graduating from the eighth grade.
Today.
Yeah. So all those years later, he goes, hey, you want to see this?
I'm like, no, I don't want to see that.
And isn't this meant for people who aren't very active? Like they're trying to engage you into being active on Facebook? Like you think they'd have the algorithms to know that we are plenty active enough. We don't need more active.
I don't know. Because sometimes I'm like, why would... I wish it would only show me popular posts from the past.
Well, this was a popular post.
It was.
Because it had over 1,000 shares, many of those which are coming this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
To a trip that doesn't exist that was given away in 2016. Now, I'm not complaining. We love to give trips away. We love to give stuff away. Tonight, you can buy your way in.
Yeah, we're not.
But don't blame us. We're not posting this stuff. This is Facebook automatically posting it. And please pay attention to the dates. Because we don't have a contest that runs for 2 years.
Right.
Because the next thing will be this. Who won the trip to Cancun?
Oh, God. Oh, I know.
You get private messages.
Yes.
Can you tell me who won the trip to Cancun? No, I can't because it was 2 years ago.
Who did win the trip to Cancun?
I don't have any idea.
Not a clue.
I had it for a minute and I can't remember.
So... We're not giving away a trip to Cancun.
No.
We gave away a trip to Cancun.
2 years ago.
But because of On This Day, Facebook is now causing all of this drama in our life. I apologize, even though I really don't have anything to do.
Or to
apologize for, other than 2 years ago giving away a trip to Cancun.
If you'd have known that, you had to apologize for it in 2018.
I'd still give the trip away. Okay. Yes, Jeff. All it's all right. About the giving.
I know.
Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we got sunny skies, highs around 87 degrees. Tonight, clear and lows around 64. For your Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 88. And Saturday, sunshine, highs near 90 degrees. It is 69 degrees in downtown Decatur.
At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, we recognize the importance of time when a stroke occurs. We are a nationally certified advanced primary stroke center, so we are prepared to help you during those crucial moments. Within seconds of arriving at St. Mary's Emergency Department, patients with stroke symptoms receive an evaluation from our specialists that results in a quick diagnosis and course of treatment. As your recovery process begins, we develop an individualized treatment plan to help you on the road to recovery. Learn more at stmarysdecatur.com/stroke.
Hey Boudreaux, we fixing to do it again. Another traditional low country seafood boil, the grilling in the garden. We fixing to have live music by the Jason Gotts Band, a silent auction, and a whole lot of fun. It's going to be at Progress City in the Lester Building Friday, June 1st from 6 to 9 p.m. Proceeds going to be used to support Baby Talk. Get your tickets by calling 475-2234 or going to babytalk.gesture.com.
My grandchildren were coming over to my house, and I had stocked my 25-year-old refrigerator with their favorite foods. Then my refrigerator stopped working. Everything was getting warm. Who could fix a 25-year-old refrigerator today? I quickly called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they came right out the same day and said the defrost heater had gone out. But they had the right one on their truck, and they had my old refrigerator going in no time. No food was lost. Great time with the grandkids. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. When your appliances aren't working the way they should, call us. We'll come right out, usually the same day, and we can fix most problems on the first visit. And we are open during our remodeling. Wow!
We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll give you a preview of the Indianapolis 500 this weekend, courtesy of Donald Davidson, the historian of that great race and that great race track. Should be interesting. And Coach will be back in the studios for the first time in like 100 years. Is he back? Did we know he's back?
Yes, he's here. Brought me some coffee.
Will he have anything to talk about?
I don't know. I think he's familiar with the Indy 500, isn't he?
I don't know, but it's been a long time since Coach is in here. Coach has his own rhythm and vibe. I'm ready
road.
For it.
Yes. We can talk about Jeff's Fitbit. Is he wearing it?
Yes, he is.
I was disappointed. I didn't know that I had to actually set up sleep times in it because I read that it would automatically track it, and it doesn't, apparently.
I don't set up sleep times in mine.
It didn't track my sleep last night.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Oh, maybe you didn't.
You remember setting up sleep times? Mm-hmm. I don't remember doing that, do you?
I don't.
All I know is...
There's got to be a setting where you can turn that part off or something.
No, it was on. It's, you know, and like, but there's target... I had to put in a target sleep schedule. I don't know if that helps or not.
I don't remember doing that, to be honest with you. That doesn't mean I didn't. I just don't remember doing it.
I was disappointed because I was looking forward to finding that out. But between the time... Because I put it on a little bit before 8 o'clock yesterday.
How loose are you wearing it on your wrist?
Not really.
Okay, because it's got to be able to sort of, you know, contact.
Right. Yeah. No, I know. It's not that loose.
Is it registering your steps?
Yes.
And your calories and your active minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I had over 8,000 between basically 8 o'clock yesterday and 10 o'clock last night, 8 o'clock yesterday morning, I had over 8,000 steps.
Well, the average human being is supposed to get 10 as a minimum.
I know, but put it on at 8.
We had this contest going on. But you put it on 8. You think you had 2,000 steps before 8 a.m. yesterday?
I don't know.
Just gauged on the rest of the day, probably not.
Well, let's see how many I've got.
If I just gotten that 2 hours, 5 a.m. till...
I already have over 1,400 steps in.
But still wouldn't get you to 10.
We'll see.
And it's 8 o'clock, so there goes that theory. he's going to do this. We're going to do Jeff's Fitbit update, and he's going to like totally rationalize and justify all of it, right? Yeah, but, you know, okay. We had this contest going on. We had to walk to Cancun. Yes. Speaking of Cancun, Kevin says Kevin Long won the trip. I don't remember if that's the case or not, but Eric sent that in. I think Eric was out there with us when we did the show at the airport to give it away.
You know what? That sounds right.
Does that sound right? Yeah. Okay. But we had this company-wide challenge.
Yes.
Where we had to turn in, like, the amount of steps, right?
Uh-huh.
And some people, I mean, I think I would have just not participated.
Yeah, I was
I would have been so embarrassed to, like, you know, like, how can a human being be that inactive? Yes. I mean, literally. And, it, right, you'd see your teammates and you go.
Like, you'd have to report your steps.
Like, are you sure you have a pulse? Yeah, I'm like,
are you sentient?
Yeah.
I mean.
Is there mold growing on you?
Yes. It was like a sloth. Yes.
Yes.
It was the strangest thing. I'm like, how is that even possible?
And then you think, well, this is what people do, right? And I'm all about trying to get people to get active. And it, even if you don't want to do it like we're doing it, that just get off the couch and get doing something. It's why we're doing this WSOYMCA
take
challenge.
Take a walk, take the stairs,
pace. You know,
park farther out.
Jeff's entire exercise regime is just stress pace. Whatever it is that gets you up and moving is better. The video's up from our workout yesterday. And I got to tell you, yesterday was Gretchen's, well, it was her birthday week.
It was her birthday week, yes.
I'm not sure if yesterday was her birthday.
The 22nd actually was her birthday.
Okay. Thank you. The stuff you know and the stuff you don't know is always an amazing thing to me. So we had to do burpees. Let's just say she's over 21. Yes. And we had to do burpees yesterday. But Molly broke it out into sets, which was okay.
It wasn't the worst burpee session we've ever had.
No, it wasn't.
I think that October where you...
Right. Matt and Nick and I are all in like 1 week
we had to,
in October.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I don't even want to think about that.
We have another birthday next week.
But we got in to the gym yesterday for the WSOYMCA4 Challenge. And to the wily veterans, we looked and saw something on the gym floor that just we just knew, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really kind of felt bad for the Team Soy team because they didn't have any idea.
No.
They just saw a towel and a sandbag.
Yeah.
And that's all it registered to them is a towel and a sandbag. Towel on the floor, sandbag on the towel. Heavy sandbag. Like a 35, 40 pounds.
It was like a 30-pounder, yeah.
Yeah. And what we did yesterday seems very, not, it wasn't the only thing we did, but one of the things we did at these stations seems very grade school PE, right? Push a sandbag up and down the floor for 5 minutes.
Which, if you're of a certain age, you can do. No problem.
Like nine.
Yes.
I don't know you'd be able
like,
to push all 30 pounds.
Still easily cross-legged on the floor.
I don't think, let's put a caveat with that. When we were nine,
yes.
We could have done that easily.
Yes.
Nine-year-olds today, no way.
You bear crawled all the time.
Not now.
Not now.
So let's say back then. Let's have our own very own coach's moment here. And so try that for 5 minutes. I put it up on Instagram last night. I mean, that is, it looks like a very much like a recess game, but that is a brutal exercise.
You feel it everywhere.
It's the only time I sort of feel a little like throwing up.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So sandbags, pushing sandbags across the floor.
And you know who does it all the time?
Who?
Matt Hall.
Oh, well.
He does this as a usual exercise. Like a workout.
Good for him.
On the outside of
it. I got nothing but respect for that. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we will literally visit with the man who has all of the history of the Indy 500. Donald Davidson will be with us. Coach is going to join us next hour, and we'll look at, I don't know if I want to do those Cardinals tickets today or tomorrow. I think I'll wait till tomorrow. You want to get Cardinals tickets tonight, come out to the Woohoo Bogles Alive event. We got more than you can shake a stick at and multiple ways to buy them. Great seats. ADM, Tate Lyle, Skep Distributing, JL Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Great stuff. That's tonight at 5 at the Beach House. News is coming your way next.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play.